This cooperation has provided tangible benefits to communities in various regions, especially in supporting development and social welfare.
The Indonesian government, particularly the Ministry of Home Affairs, has observed many successful partnership practices between the Embassy of Japan and Indonesia with community organizations in several regions of Indonesia.
Furthermore, ECO stressed the importance of compliance with applicable regulations, including the provisions outlined in Article 41 of Law No. 38 of 2008, to ensure this assistance delivers maximum benefits. The government will conduct joint monitoring with foreign entities and request local governments to support the implementation of this program. He also emphasized recipient organizations must manage funds professionally, transparently, and responsibly while reporting their progress to both the Indonesian government and the donor government. Indonesian Ministry of Creative Economy supports an upcoming Indonesian animated feature film, Jumbo, through an intimate film screening with government cabinet officials in Jakarta on Thursday. Minister of Creative Economy, Tengku Rifki Harsyah, said the screening was a moral support from the Indonesian government to continuously support Indonesia's creative industry, particularly rising national animation film industry. Indonesian animated movies are ready to go global by planning to screen the film in dozens of countries worldwide.
Film Jumbo ini kita tahu rilis.
We know Jumbo will be released during the upcoming 8th holiday, and we hope that people across the archipelago will watch it. There are also plans to screen it in 17 countries worldwide. This means that Indonesian animation is ready to go global.
Minister Harsyah added his ministry invited other ministers to foster a feeling of support and protect local intellectual properties. According to the ministry, Jumbo is supported by all ministries within the current red and white cabinet, proving that the Indonesian government is present in developing the Indonesian film industry. The first animated film by an Indonesian production house, Visinema, Jumbo, tells the story of Don, a boy who tries to make a show of his parents' fairy tale book. The movie is set to be released in Indonesian theaters, in a 2025 Idul Fitr season between late March and early April. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Humanity, Pratikno, underlined the importance of mainstreaming efforts for prevention and mitigation. This is necessary considering that hydrometeorological disasters still dominate and have a wide impact on society and development. In a national coordination meeting for disaster management in Jakarta on Thursday, he also asked for the involvement of all parties to reduce the risk of disasters.
Oleh karena itu, yang ingin kami tekankan adalah bagaimana mengarus utamakan.
What we want to emphasize is how to mainstream disaster prevention and disaster mitigation in every step of the government, in every step of society. The disaster is in the upstream and the middle. That is what we have to fix.
Itulah yang harus kita perbaiki.
Furthermore, regarding the management of hydrometeorological disasters, he also emphasized the importance of management efforts on the upstream, middle, and downstream sites. He also highlighted the importance of development that prioritizes the paradigm of disaster prevention and mitigation to reduce the impact of disasters. Meanwhile, the head of the National Disaster Management Agency, Suharyanto, said in 2024 there will be 3,472 disasters. Overall, hydrometeorological disasters are the biggest contributor to losses, both loss of life and material loss. He also said National Disaster Management Agency continues to pioneer mitigation efforts, including installing early warnings at a number of volcanoes collaborating with the World Bank to increase community preparedness for earthquakes and tsunamis, including increasing prevention and early sensing capabilities in other disasters. Belgian Ambassador to Indonesia Frank Felix emphasized diplomacy is not only a profession, but also a life choice that requires total dedication. He also stressed the importance of curiosity and engagement of the younger generation in global politics. Voice of Indonesia reporter Ranoff has the detail. Belgian Ambassador to Indonesia Frank Felix shared his insight on how to become a successful diplomat. During the dialogue between French-speaking countries' ambassador and Indonesian student on Tuesday at the State University of Jakarta, Ambassador Felix said that diplomacy is not only a profession but also a life choice that requires full dedication. According to him, one of the most crucial elements in the field of diplomacy is curiosity and an interest in global affairs.
I agree with my colleagues that curiosity and interest in everything happening around the world are essential, especially today. I believe that for young people, becoming a diplomat is more interesting than ever. In an increasingly unstable world where structures we have known for decades are beginning to collapse before our eyes, I think it is crucial for the younger generation to engage in politics, strive to change the situation, and restore the good relations that have existed since the end of World War II.
Felix emphasized that in an increasingly unstable global situation, the role of diplomats has become even more significant. He pointed out that major changes are occurring with long-standing structures beginning to collapse. Therefore, young people must actively participate in politics and contribute to restoring disrupted international relations. Additionally, he stressed that diplomacy is the key to preventing conflicts and fostering international relations, especially amid rising global tension over armament, military, and war. Charge d'affaires at interim of the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, Takabayashi, stated the grassroots human security grants provided by the government of Japan to several foundations in Indonesia is an essential initiative to address human security needs, particularly in areas that are not yet fully covered by specialized services. The statement was made during the signing ceremony for the 2024 fiscal year grassroots grant project second period on Thursday in Jakarta. He emphasized that the project is expected to meet the needs of communities in several regions of Indonesia.
The project we are presenting today is a very important part of meeting human security needs. It is also a support for regions that are not always well served amidst Indonesia's extraordinary development. We hope that through the implementation of this project, the assistance will be well targeted and aligned with various needs, ensuring a meaningful contribution to the development of Indonesian society.
Furthermore, Takabayashi expressed Japan's hope that this initiative will help create a world where human dignity is better protected and that the project will be successfully implemented by all involved parties. After undergoing a selection process from multiple proposals submitted to the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, the government of Japan has decided to provide funding for three grassroots human security grant projects. These projects will be carried out in several foundations across Indonesia, specifically in Indramayu, Lampung, and Papua. Listener, next, here is today's commentary titled Protecting Water for a Sustainable Future, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Thank Today's commentary is on protecting water for a sustainable future. Every March the 22nd, the world commemorates World Water Day. The goal is to remind and emphasize the importance of water for life. Water is not only a basic need for humans, but also for all living things and ecosystems on Earth. However, over time, water-related problems have become increasingly complex, ranging from pollution to the scarcity of clean water supplies. Pollution has become a serious threat to water quality in Indonesia. Industrial waste, plastic waste, and pesticides from the agricultural sector often pollute rivers, lakes, and seas, which have a negative impact on human health and the environment. In addition, access to clean drinking water is still a challenge. Based on data from the Indonesian Central Statistics Agency in 2024, around 93% of households in Indonesia now have access to clean drinking water. But the remaining 7% still don't enjoy it, increasing the risk of water-based diseases. To overcome this challenge, cooperation is needed between the government, the public, and the private sector. The government must strengthen supervision and law enforcement related to water management and environmental pollution. The public also need to play an active role by reducing excessive water use and supporting efforts to conserve water sources. Maintaining river cleanliness and minimizing waste sound simple but are very important steps. World Water Day should be a moment for reflection and action. People must realize that water is a limited and very valuable resource. Start with small action, such as saving water at home and keeping the surrounding environment clean. Only by protecting and preserving water can sustainable future generations be ensured. That was commentary.
Here is the word of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. That's quote of the day.
Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum, waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik kini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Sambutlah, raihlah.
what is this food?
This fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this fruit? Salad!
Stars in the sky. Now I count the ones in your eyes. I used to think that my paradise was somewhere waiting on the other side, but you take me higher than I've been, laying hands on my skin. It's true. Ooh, nothing compares to you. So tell me why.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in the Indonesian athlete Siti Najwa won a gold medal in the specialty solo dance sport category at the 2025 Winter Olympics World Games held at the Palazzo delle Feste, Bardonecchia, Italy on Thursday. In addition to winning gold, Indonesia's representative Anastasia Aresienan Buariat secured a bronze medal, followed by Muhammad Aden Aryadipa, who secured fourth place in the same category. The Special Olympics event is an international sports tournament for individuals with intellectual disabilities. The aim of this event is to encourage inclusion, participation, and development. It also focuses on the spirit of togetherness and provides an opportunity for each athlete to compete in a category that suits their abilities.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembusan jauh di kalbu. Betapa tiara nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta. Tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu, tertegun termenung kurasa diriku. Jikala perjumpaan kita, ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu, tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku. Jikala perjumpaan kita, engkau daku suatu tersenyum tersipu melihat dirimu, tertegun termenung kurasa diriku. Jikala perjumpaan kita, ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu, tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku. Jikala perjumpaan kita. Sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus nan jauh di kalbu. Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta. Tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu, terbang terbenung kurasa diriku. Jikala perjumpaan kita, terpikat tersentuh hatiku dirimu, tergoda terjaga hatiku diriku. Jikala perjumpaan kita,
tergoda termenung
pastiku jika perjumpaan kita. Tergoda hatimu
diriku
jikala perjumpaan kita. Tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu, terlarung-terlarung kurasa diriku jikala perjumpaan kita.
Jika tersentuh hatiku
diriku
tergoda
terjaga
hatimu
diriku jikala perjumpaan kita.
Bila mulut jauh dari asmanya, langkahnya hidup bagai hilang berkahnya.
Apabila dunia memerantai jiwa, sia-sia akhirat meninggalkannya.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana berharap hidup khusnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang fata morgana dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Bila hati hilang cahaya iman, langkahnya hidup hitam tanpa penerang.
Bila jiwa jauh dari Al-Quran, langkahnya hidup bagai tanpa pedoman.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana berharap hidup khusnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang fata morgana dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Music. dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's edition comes with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire population must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing tradition with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the New Year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities, at the same time strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens. Starting from preparing the event to the team taking part in this activity, as the name suggests, Badendang at this event music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the Tiga is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gather. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that the Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rattan and also has a length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the Tiva musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs aims to complete the creation of an artificial intelligence or AI utilization roadmap in 3 months. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Neza Patria, noted the government has held discussions with stakeholders to create a comprehensive roadmap for AI use. The government is studying AI utilization regulations in other countries as a reference in creating the roadmap. Patria highlighted the government aims to develop inclusive policies designed to reduce compliance costs, encourage investment in AI infrastructure development, and foster talent growth in the AI sector.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id at RE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia. Introduce yourself.
Hello, nama saya Rahma.
Hello, my name is Rahma.
Hi, saya Ray.
Hi, I'm Ray.
Now it's your turn. Let's answer this question.
Siapa nama kamu? Siapa nama kamu? What's your name? Answer by saying nama saya.
Insight of the day.
When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod.
Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Sampai jumpa!
Malam seri.
Allahu Rabbi. Tiada terkira nikmat di dunia kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malam Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malam Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malam Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
is this durian right? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass.
Nah, kalau ini suaranya,
high, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so, we strike it.
Loh, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok, Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana. Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by a thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya
just
ini,
take a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Nah. Nah, baru
then,
pelan-pelan,
slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya? Ya?
Nah. Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligasing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involved in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility, because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。
Usung IT Indonesia 的新闻、信息和娱乐，你能每天通过短波频率33255千赫和47555千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。记者朋友您好，我是丽达，祝您身体健康。在今天一个小时的话语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的消息。其中这一是印度尼西亚国会批准印尼国年间法案修改内容成为法律。我们还会播放一些在印尼旅行的印尼歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给您介绍印度尼西亚各个地级的路德。开始本集的节目，请收听播报新闻。回收分的联系主印度尼西亚面向世界，新旧朋友介绍来进可以收听播报新闻。新闻提要：第一，布拉布总统为巴当工业将经济对齐揭幕；第二，印度尼西亚国会批准印尼国年金法案修改内容成为法律；第三，印度尼西亚共和国总统经济事务动作部长将拉伯沃苏里安多中东要求最大限度的提高国家收入。现在新闻内容。印度尼西亚中东拉伯沃苏里安多3月20号住宅在中亚瓦省巴当，为工业曾经经济得体的寄用。拉布沃总统在致辞中表示，巴当工业总经济得机是政府通过工业化和下游化建设国家的重大基础之一。通过对下游和开发项目的各项设施，拉布沃总统乐观地认为，政府可以在未来5年内创造800万个新就业岗位。
Investasi-investasi yang kita akan laksanakan mulai tahun ini。
我们今天开始实施的投资将带来下游产业，这样我们所有原材料的附加，这都可以被所有印尼人们享受到，同时还能创造就业机会。我们计算未来5年的就业机会将达到800万个。
伊
的同时，经济动作部长埃兰格尔达多在同一场合解释说，根据2025年第12号中东调列，占地4300公顷的巴当工业总经济地区被指定为工业总经济的地区。该经济地区是印度尼西亚最大的有国有公司管理的经济地区，以大多数由私营部门管理的其他经济地区不同。埃兰格还接着说，工业总经济地区的开发需要各部委和国家机构的之间的合作，如收费公路、污水装置和其他配套设施等基础设施，已由政府都接近4万亿吨准备。印度尼西亚国会3月 20号在雅加达举行的专题会议上通过了2004年印尼国境的修正案。会上印度尼西亚国会主席布万马哈拉尼请求所有主席的印度尼西亚国会成员批准，并我的批准。现在是我们将可排成就在2004年第30号有关印度尼西亚公民权的法律修正案起早以前的时候了，是否可以批准了法律吗？同意，谢谢。该修正案修改了印尼公民权的地位、退休年龄限制以及先以尽管参与国家机构等三项条款。修正安除了规范国防部协调国防政策和战备外，还增加了六个可有嫌疑军人担任的文职职位，并将高级军官的退休年龄提高至62。